The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast that is a focus on education, technology, and history. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast number 123, being recorded on the evening of Friday, November 30th. And I am in beautiful downtown San Diego at the National Council for the Social Studies Conference, and the weather outside is a little bit cold and windy, cold I guess for San Diego standards. It's about 50 degrees and it's been raining all day and very windy, but that doesn't matter because we are actually inside the convention center having a great time at the National Social Studies Conference. And as I've done at the last several national conferences, I've gone around on the exhibit floor today and talked to several people that have either products or a service that I think you might be interested in. And so I'm going to talk about two of those today, and then hopefully tomorrow I'll be able to do a couple other interviews with people down on the floor. Well, today I stopped and talked to two different individuals. The first one is a booth that I've walked by several times at various national conferences and conventions. And if you've ever been to the NCSS conference, if you've walked by the booth where people are painting pottery, that is the one that I stopped by first today. That is called Art and History Incorporated, and they have a website that I'll have a link to on the blog here. But basically, I stopped and talked to Andrew Stetsko a little bit about the product that they have, and it's a pretty amazing project. So here's Andrew with a little bit of an explanation of what art in history is.
All right, I'm here on the floor at NCSS, and I'm talking to Andrew Stetsko, and he is in charge of art in history. Andrew, can you tell us a little bit about your product?
Sure. What it is that we do, we replicate artifacts from different time periods, both world and U.S. projects, to be a hands-on curriculum to be used in the classroom. We supply all the supplements necessary. The student receives an unfinished bisque piece, a paintbrush sponge, couple disposable plates to be used for the paint. We then supply a teacher with a fully annotated lesson plan that includes history, art history, decorating instructions, maps, motifs, vocabulary, all pertinent to the specific time period and era. If you'd like some more information, you can visit our website at www.artinhistory.com. Again, that's www.artinhistory.com, or you can reach us toll-free at 1-866-278-5481.
And you were saying earlier that these correlate directly with most major textbook companies right now?
Yes, Eric. What we've done is we've actually sat down with the major publishing companies as far as Prentice Hall, Holt Winston, Reinhart, McGraw-Hill, and taken their major textbooks and actually correlated our projects to those specific time periods. So no matter what textbooks you actually have adopted in your specific school or school system, we have something to correlate for those projects.
Well, thank you very much. It looks great.
Well, definitely go ahead and check out the link that's provided on the webpage to learn a little bit more about art and history. I'm going to try and make time tomorrow when I'm down on the floor to stop and actually paint one of the artifacts. They give you the opportunity here at the conference to sit down, and it takes about a half an hour. You paint an artifact, and they actually ship it home for you. I think it's a great way to get students engaged. We're constantly talking about ways to get our students, especially kinesthetic students, involved in what we're teaching about. And I think one of the great things about this particular service or product is that when you buy the product, they also include lesson plans, and they talk about why that object is actually significant to history, and they make that story come alive. Originally, the first time I walked by, I thought, oh, it's would be kind of cool for world history or if you're teaching ancient history. But as I talked a little bit more to some of the people at the booth, I discovered that they also have things for American history. They've got some things from colonial America. They have some things from, obviously, like Native American cultures. I teach mostly, things in the colonial time period, the Civil War period. They have a Civil War piece. They have some various things from the Lewis and Clark expedition. I think one of the coolest things that I would incorporate into my class is actually a teapot from the colonial time period when you're teaching about the Tea Party and things like that. So definitely go ahead and check it out. I also assumed that it was probably fairly expensive, but I found out that it's about $6 per product. So, you know, you could do it with an entire class. You could do it with just a couple students. I think it'd be a great activity if you had some type of history club in your building, and you could do it with students as kind of an enrichment to what you're actually doing in the classroom. So definitely go and check that out. Again, that's Art in History. Well, the second booth that I stopped by today was the People to People International booth, and I was pleasantly surprised to find out that they're actually headquartered in Kansas City, so they're right next to where I'm at in Liberty, Missouri. And People to People International connects students and teachers in the United States with students and teachers around the world. And I think this is a great service because so many times teachers talk about the benefits of having their students connect with students in different parts of the world, but it's hard to get that started. I mean, you can't just, you know, randomly go out and, you know, in a couple minutes find somebody that you're going to interact with and create a program where you're going to be doing sharing of ideas or discussions and things like that. So I think this is a great service, and I stopped a little bit to talk to Stacy Chance, and so I'm going to let Stacy Chance talk a little bit about People to People International.
Hi, I'm on the floor at NCSS, and I'm with the representatives from People to People International, and this is actually a KC-based company, so it's close to home for me, and I'm going to have Stacy talk a little bit about their product.
People to People International is a cultural, educational, humanitarian exchange program that focuses on promoting friendship and understanding between people in different countries. We offer programs for youth and adults, and some of them involve traveling, while others you can implement in the classroom or in your community.
And what grade levels do you usually deal with as far as, you know, the actual students?
For our student programs, we can do kindergarten through grade 12, but we also have recently implemented programs for university students called our Young Generation, which is for ages 18 to 25.
Okay. And is this do you like pay a fee for this for like a time period, or what does a teacher do as far as trying to plan for something like this?
Some of our programs have fees, but most of them are free. For instance, the School and Classroom program, which links groups in different countries, is a free program any educator from grades K through 12 can join. Same with student chapters. Those are for middle school and high school students. There are chapter dues related to that, but they're pretty minimal.
Okay. So if I'm a teacher and I want to make some type of connection with someone in another country, what first step should I take to get in contact with you?
You can visit our website. Everything about our programs is located there, and it's www.ptpi.org. And from there, you can visit the link called Student Programs, and that'll list the School and Classroom program. Or you can contact me by email at classroom@ptpi.org.
Thanks, Stacy.
You're welcome.
So, if you are looking to do any type of collaboration with students outside the United States, I definitely encourage you to check out the People to People International website. And again, the link will be provided on the blog. But it's a very interesting organization. I was reading the literature this evening, and it was actually started on September 11th, 1956, by President Dwight Eisenhower. And the current CEO, President, is actually Mary Eisenhower, the granddaughter of President Eisenhower. So it has a long-standing history. They do have services that are free, so you can have your students connect to students around the world. So it's definitely worth checking out. And again, you know, I think that we all understand the benefits of having that collaboration outside our classroom. It's just a little bit hard to get started sometimes. So definitely check that out, no matter what grade level you are or what content area you teach in social studies. Very, very important that we're connecting globally. Well, that's going to do it for podcast 123. I'm going to call it a night, and I do hope to have some different interviews with people down on the floor tomorrow. It's been a great conference so far, and I anticipate tomorrow to be a great day again, and I'll try and share the experiences as much as I can on the next couple podcasts. So thanks for listening. Again, the podcast is housed at our blog, which is at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And if you have any comments, please email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Well, thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.